Let's check the morning's papers. Very good morning, Alice Workman.
Good morning, Hamish. First, in the Australian newspaper, backlash fears delay on IR reform. The federal government's being criticised for putting off making a decision on workplace relations. Businesses say urgent repairs are needed to boost economic growth. And while Employment Minister Michaelia Cash hasn't ruled out on acting on the Productivity Commission's findings, she says any changes the government did adopt would have to be taken to the next election. Crown and out is the headline in today's Daily Telegraph. That's referring to billionaire James Packer's surprise decision to remove himself as director of Crown Resorts Empire to focus his energy on the $2 billion Sydney casino at Barangaroo. This means for the first time, Packer won't be on the board of any of the family's flagship listed companies. Meth is everywhere in Adelaide. It's huge, is the headline in The Advertiser. A study by the Australian Institute of Criminology found between January and May this year, 21% of people arrested by South Australian police tested positive to methamphetamine, the majority having consumed ice. In the Courier Mail, I'm dreaming of a wet Christmas. Drought declared North Queensland has been promised a gift this holiday season, with the Weather Bureau declaring there's a high chance the first tropical cyclone of the season will form before Christmas Day. They've also got their fingers crossed that there's a king tide due in the Gulf of Carpentaria. Centrelink glitch gets worse. That's the headline in the Canberra Times this morning. Centrelink's tech troubles have hit the $17 billion pension scheme, with doctors unable to submit health reports on claimants because of a malfunctioning government web portal. And on the front page of the NT News, music in his soul. Tributes are flowing in to legendary top-end muso Reggae Dave, who died aged 51 in Darwin on Sunday. After 30 years in the music scene, in his last few days, he managed to record his first solo album. Hamish.
Thanks very much indeed, Alice.